WBRB UK. Worse teeth, better accents.
Hello, hello, and indeed ahoy hoy. Welcome back. It's BRB UK episode 433. I am so sorry I wasn't in your ear holes last week. I had to do some urgent science, which was, one of those things. But okay. On the bright side, I'm still employed. So, that's good. Right.
We do need science right now, Dan, so that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, science, I hear science
is good.
Science is important. So anyway, I've returned from doing the science. And I'm back doing the show. So, hello. Well done last week, chaps. Well done coping without me. And, how have you been? Coleman, you first.
I had a great day where I went to make a coffee and a bottle of alcohol fell off the top of the shelf and landed on my head.
I did think your head was looking extra lumpy today.
Oh.
There is a genuine divot. Look at that.
Yep.
Jesus.
I got a little egg on me head.
Chunk out of your skull.
Wow. I mean, those bottles of Black Tower do have some heft to them, to be fair.
Black Tower. Behave yourself.
It's a quality wine.
It was a peach gin.
It was a what?
A peach gin,
did you say? You
it's
deserve
not mine.
To get hit in the head. Deserved it.
It's not mine.
Bloody hipsters.
It's the girlfriend's. She likes gin.
Anyway, Tim, how are you?
Nothing has fallen on my head this week.
Haven't been assaulted by any metrosexual beverages, I hope.
No beverages of any sort.
No beverages of any sort. Okay, well done. Anything else hit your head?
Nothing has hit my head this week. We're okay. I can't use that as an excuse this week.
Right, okay. Over time, it will have a chronic effect. So
possibly.
Over the course of your life, I mean, that could be why you can't do a short sentence. Pot kettle black on that one, though.
Basically, yes.
Maybe you need more hits to the head.
Give me the skinny, chaps.
I volunteer.
What have you been up to? Well, Coleman, hang on. Looked like Coleman had a question before
I said
go
maybe,
to another diatribe.
I said maybe Tim needs more hits to the head, and then I was volunteering.
Well, lovely.
How rude, Coleman.
That's nice.
As a recent inflicted hit to the head, that doesn't give you the right to go around inflicting your head wounds on other people.
It's not what hands face space means, Coleman. Sorry. Wash your hands. If you're gonna smack him in the head, at least wash your hands.
Wash your hands, everybody.
You can't slap me around the face and remain a safe 2 meter distance away from me, Coleman. That's how it works.
Giving Tim a bitch slap is not COVID secure. I can tell you that now.
Exactly.
What if I used a broom and a rubber glove?
Well, I mean, you do you, Coleman. I mean, I'm not judging. That's all I'm saying. I'm not judging.
It's not really a slap. It's just an assault with a broom and a rubber glove.
Yeah, and that's not how you do a prostate exam. I know Tim's a man of advancing years and may need that doing to him at some point, but a broom and a rubber glove
thanks.
Is not the way forward. Really, really not the way forward. Anyway, enough about Tim's back passage.
Oh. SOS.
There's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
Can I ask you gentlemen a question before we venture further into the podcast?
Yeah, go for it. Go on. Hit me.
I'm looking at investing, making investments.
No, don't do it.
In a headset that works on both modern consoles and does 3D audio preferably as well.
Well, I would go for the new Xbox headset they've just announced. I hear that's pretty great with just about everything.
But will that work? Does that have 3D audio? Because it doesn't state that it does.
I believe from what? From your Xbox or
from the on the PlayStation. Like some people have recommended the SteelSeries 7X, even though that's the Xbox model. But yeah, someone's investigating whether that definitely does 3D audio for me as well. But like, just wondered if you guys
website.
Have a headset that you use on both
a headset. No, I just use these now. I don't use a gaming headset anymore. I've got a microphone up there. Oh, obviously one here, obviously. But you know, when I don't want to look like I'm some part of some kind of bit part self important radio show presenter, I've got one that's out of shot there.
Right.
But a lot of surround is done in software now anyway.
Yeah, that's why I'm a bit confused between virtual surround and 3D audio and whatever the other one is.
Well, there's this great website, Tim. It's called google.com. Right. And you can put anything your heart desires into that search box and find out stuff about it.
Right, yeah. And that is something I'm investigating.
Do I look like Google?
Your advice, and by doing so, hopefully, like, you know, possibly giving advice to our listeners, but also asking our listeners for some advice as well. So if they've got anything they recommend and they're currently using on particularly this generation of consoles, and if that's it's something you recommend, let me know, because I'm in the market at the moment.
I mean, it kind of depends how it outputs the audio is what it's going to come down to, is what format it is and whether or not that's at the system level or at the game level. But certainly, I think Xbox uses Dolby Atmos, I believe, which is pretty good. And that covers both kind of gaming on the PC and obviously Xboxes. I don't know how or what Sony uses, but Sony being Sony, I'm guessing it might be mildly proprietary, I think.
It sounds like whichever headset I get, even if it's a wireless headset, I'm going to have to wire it up to one console or the other to be able to use it on both consoles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems a bit weird to invest more money in a wireless headset and then have to wire it up most of the time.
But,
so,
Tim, that is how you like to invest.
Well, yeah.
It sounds like a classic, well-thought-out, Tim, low-risk, high-yield investment.
Well, this is why I'm asking for advice. Yeah,
so you can blame it on us.
Yes, I have exactly. None. So it can be your fault.
No advice from Coleman.
No advice from Coleman. No. Why Coleman no give advice?
Well, I mean, I usually what I do is I have all my consoles kind of hooked up in the same way and they run through my mixer, and then I listen to the mixer, and then also I can, if I want to listen to a podcast at the same time or use Discord, then I can all run it through the same thing. Until the other day, I plugged my headphones into my controller on my Xbox and went, oh, that does sound a lot better. Maybe I'll just start doing that now.
But also, a bit of me secretly wants to see Tim try and work out how to use a multi-channel mixer in that context.
Yeah,
I would actually pay good money to see you try and do that, Tim.
But no.
I've got a spare, I think Rick's claimed it.
Yeah, every day's a school day. It could be your thing you learn that day.
Anyway, I'm not sure. What I usually do is, if I'm looking for something like headphones or microphones or whatever, then I will type in, you know, product I want, the year, best of, and then look at a table, make sure it's not sponsored by Amazon, and then look up YouTube videos, actual product user reviews where they're using it, and doing a video where sound quality and stuff can be heard, and then just make up my mind up that way.
Excellent. I also just heard a random Windows error sound.
Yep, sorry. I am sorting that out. Carry on.
Task failed successfully. Jolly good.
Coleman left his sound.
So while Coleman is fixing / subtly breaking in even more profound ways the podcast, what you been up to? What you been playing, boys? I have been spending my time being a Viking.
You had a week off and you're still playing the same.
Oh, Valheim's. Dude, I've played Destiny 2 for the past 4 years nonstop. So, you know, just be glad that I'm broadening my horizons with at least one other game.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still playing Valheim. Absolutely loving it. It's my chill out game, without a shadow of a doubt. Really gets quite hard, actually. It's good. And
Viking and chill, yeah?
Viking and chill, exactly. I am currently experimenting, though, you'll be pleased to hear.
I've heard that about
you. And this is something that might be of interest and potential joy to our listeners. I'm playing about with spinning up our very own Valheim server.
Ooh.
I'll keep you posted. I have one guinea pig who I have recruited so far. His name.
A guinea pig's good Vikings.
Yeah, they do. They love it. Because they're so small and fluffy. They've got so much anger. They want to be taken.
I'm not sure I could take a guinea pig in a horned helmet seriously.
They just want to be a pig. They just want to be a proper
do
pig,
they,
but they're not.
Or do they want to be a guinea?
I think there's more of an issue with them trying to reach the mouse and the keyboard at the same time because of tiny little arms.
No, you're confusing them with T-Rexes, Carmen.
Them too.
Yeah.
rubbish at
so,
video
yeah,
games.
But, so I will keep you all posted. But if a dedicated Valheim server is something our good listeners would be interested in, then I can certainly have a little look. But yes, anyway, I've stolen one of our community members, Richard, also known as DJ Raptor, he told me back in the 90s, 2000s. I thought that was an awesome DJ name.
It's good.
Yes, so we're kicking the tires, and who knows? You may be able to join us in you know, Viking-themed japes and general hilarity
point soon. I love it. This has excited me.
Good.
If I wasn't knee-deep in Sea of Thieves already, then I
yeah,
would be
dude,
well up for
I
this.
See you have been putting a lot of time into that.
Mm.
Are you addicted?
Well, I got my Xbox Series S arrived on Friday.
Indeed.
Yeah, Xbox, me, fanboy all the way, Greenside, yay. All that. Screw you.
Sony
fanboys.
That's the only white-coloured console you're going to be able to purchase for the next 3 years while Sony sorts its supplies out.
Yeah. No joke as well. I put the S up against my girlfriend's PS5, and it's the PS5 is three of these buggers.
Yeah.
Wow.
This thing's so small. That thing's so big.
I actually haven't seen a PS5 in the flesh yet.
Oh, you won't, because I won't be.
But from what I've seen, it looks ginormous, but I hear that in reality it's even more ginormouser, sir, than you think.
Yeah. It looks closer than it really is. Mine's on the other side of the room, and it looks like it's right in front of me.
I showed it to a group of apes, and one of them beat the other one with a bone to death.
Oh, so you got the black fascia kit for it.
Yeah.
So it went full 2001. I'm going to have a monolith in my front room.
Anyway, Xbox Series S got that arrived. First thing that went on there, Sea of Thieves, and now I'm playing it all the time because I love it. And it's a really good game.
It's such Sea of Thieves. If you do have to tolerate the occasional asshat, there's no two ways about it.
Oh yeah,
it's an online game. So
I mean, you can just lose yourself for hours in Sea of Thieves. Love it. Great game.
There are a lot of very angry children in that game that love screaming at you. So there's a lot of muting going on. Very difficult to report people, I find, in that game as well.
Oh.
For, you know.
Although part of the problem is like you can't. The problem is if your bar is that acceptable level for what a pirate would actually
do? It's not that. If you're going to turn up, shoot me, burn my boat and steal my treasure, then fine. It's Sea of Thieves. It's not Sea of Let's Be Best Friends. If you're going to scream racist stuff at me and say I should die of cancer and slit my wrists, then I've got a problem. Huh?
The only ship that doesn't sink, though,
the
is
friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, because I'm not Pirate Legend, I get picked on a lot in that game. It's been fun. But yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm prestige level 40, I think, in season one.
Wow.
Now, so that's quite nice.
You is well leet.
I'm leet in that, innit? Blood. But I think there's like 4 weeks left of season one at the moment, so I'm running through that.
It's got its claws into you.
But yeah, I picked up that dirt game. I'm using Game Pass, so anything that's available I'm running through. So I tried some Tetris Connect last night. That's super fun, but Dan's already spoken about that. The dirt.
Yep.
I honestly felt like I was on the verge of an epileptic fit the whole time.
It's a good one, that. There was one of them where it made it everything like steampunk, and all the shapes became, instead of blocks, they were like cogs. And that was messing my eyes a lot.
Messes with your head.
But otherwise, really fun, enjoyable game, easy to pick up and put down. I'm doing it in stage. Like I'll play like one stage on my lunch break, and then when the credit, when the scoreboard comes up, goes cool, back to work. I keep forgetting what the name of the dirt game is. It Dirt Rally 3 or
no? Just no. Dirt 5. No,
Dirt 5. Sorry. I've been playing that. I think that is a perfect arcade racer and something that because I play a lot of
looks
different
good on the S as well.
Yeah, I play a lot of different sort of arcadey type racing games, looking for something that matches up to me of like Burnout Paradise or Underground 2 or something like that. And I always find everything a bit too floaty. And this is the first time I've played an arcade game in over a decade and gone, yes, this is what I've been looking for. So that's really cool.
And yeah, it does look like they've put all the bells and whistles into it. There's a lot of like graphical things going on and, you know, sun flare and fireworks going off and like all extra sort of things on it. But it adds up to a nice spectacle kind of for the racing, I think, in that, no?
Yeah.
I mean, you've checked out Forza Horizon 4, right?
Yeah. I was initially I was playing that a lot, and then I've just taken that off my hard drive so I can play because there are only small hard drives on the Xbox.
Your hard drive or your super sexy drive?
My super sexy drive.
Your super sexy drive.
But I took off Forza in place of Dirt just while I'm playing Dirt, and then I'll probably switch them back. Forza's more of a it's a long term thing with me, whereas the new Dirt game is a I'm going to burn through this and then I'm done, whereas Forza is more because it's got that open world structure and stuff.
Remind me, young cold man, what is the girth of the super sexy drive in the Xbox Series S?
512,
like,
I think.
Yeah, something like
That's not much.
So it's only like 400 and something when you've got your operating system and stuff sorted out. But
wow,
it's not huge, but because it's SSD and I've got a pretty decent internet, it's quick enough to take stuff off and put stuff on pretty quickly. I was trying Dropkick Heroes, Beat Heroes, something like that. Some rhythm game, wasn't very good, bit boring, looked like a mobile game, played like a mobile game, shouldn't play it on the Xbox, deleted that.
Yeah.
But otherwise...
You sound like a pop star, is where I thought you were going with that.
But otherwise, having a lot of fun with Game Pass on the Xbox, so nice thing. Like the new controller,
Yeah, it's nice.
It's white.
It's just, like lovely.
It's just like the old one, except for it's got like rough surface on the back of the
texture,
controller,
which
basically.
Is a bit like the Elite. That's got
those
textured. Look at the knurling on that. Lovely bit of knurling.
The only problem is the front face is actually bigger than the Xbox One, so. I have clips for attaching my phone to, and I thought, oh, new controller, this is going to be great for attaching my phone to and using Game Pass on my phone. No.
But no.
No, it doesn't fit on there. But I have a Razer Kishi coming, so I'll use that instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blended.
Well, yeah, I've had some adventures in Game Pass this week as well, basically. I think it kind of, even though I didn't play the game I was intending to, I think it does show a good, like...
I have a question.
Yes?
What game were you intending to play?
Well, I'll get to that, but I'm just saying, it just shows the...
He's setting up a story, Dan. You've got to let him get through it.
Kind of, interest.
I'm sorry,
I've been
off for a week. I forgot I've got at least 5 hours of this preamble to sit through. Carry on, Tim.
But yeah, this shows the advantage of having Game Pass and discovering other games. Like, I literally was going to, have a look at Prey, was my idea this week. Apparently, that's got an FPS boost as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which I haven't really seen a game take advantage of. So I was planning on playing that this week to play through a bit of that. I've been going on about it to my flatmate, having a really good intro to the game and not actually going back and playing more of it and meaning to.
Didn't you buy that for PlayStation and not play it properly?
Yes.
Right, okay.
I played a bit of it and meant to go back to it. But then it came out on this.
That's 80% of your game's library, I think.
Yes, it's probably available to me on both consoles now. So anyway, I was keen to play it at some point. But then when... downloading that, I was like, oh, I downloaded Wreckfest before and haven't played that yet. Let's have a look. And I literally said to my flatmate, let's play this and check that it's not rubbish. And if it is, we'll just delete it, basically. And then we ended up playing that all night. Even when Prey downloaded halfway through the evening, we were like, no, we're happy with this. This is cool. And Wreckfest is, it's kind of realistic in terms of, not entirely in terms of physics and damage, but it's got a realistic kind of look to it and a realistic feel to it and stuff.
What kind of game is Wreckfest?
It's
not a modern day Demolition Derby.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I thought it would be entirely Demolition Derby based, but there is some racing to it. There's this racing in which you are encouraged generally or encouraged by like the kind of quest things you've got to do in each race to be destructive in those races as well, basically.
Well, you know what they say? Robin is racing.
Yeah.
But rubbing is racing.
It's kind of
so if your mum walks in on you, just tell her you're racing. Yeah, okay, it's all on.
I'll leave that one to you, Dan. That's okay. But yeah, no. Generally, it's kind of racing the way I like to race, as
Happy
both
Mother's
of you know
Day.
From playing with me.
I'm racing.
Like actually, you know, slamming people is encouraged when going into corners, rather than in the games that you like to play. No, you didn't take the driving line. That was bad sportsmanship.
You clearly have never come against a driver tar in Forza Horizon 4, because that is just like no. I'm just going to drive into everybody. That's what I'm going to do.
But yeah, I mean, it's not graphically as impressive as Dirt that you mentioned previously.
As in the game, rather than just
rubbing it into your eyes.
As in the game.
It's not as impressive to look at as
not
Dirt.
Not as impressive as Dirt. That's how bad it is. No, but it's kind of like, I don't know, it seems like a game from a few years ago, but a pretty game from a few years ago kind of thing. It's not exceptionally graphically pretty, but it's not ugly. Like, it looks functional and good. But some of the gameplay is this zany. It's, as I said, it's realistic, but it's also realistic at, but what if we turned all safety rules off? What could you do cars and vehicles that...
So you're rubbing... Yeah. And you've got no safety word, is what you're telling me.
No safety word, yes.
Jesus.
I have a question.
Carman's got a question. Carman, yes, question.
Was that a deliberate decision to go no safety and then smack the microphone at the same time just to prove a point?
No, not entirely deliberate. But yeah, like, for instance, there's one race where you're tasked with racing against an entire... field, and I think there's up to 23 other races in a race, so it does get quite hectic. But an entire race where, and bearing in mind this race is on a section of an oval where either end of that section of an oval is a loop, and the way to race round a lap is to go on the same section of loop one way or the other to either loop at either end. So you're just literally going head on in traffic around this loop and then doing a complete circle and coming back into head on traffic that's coming the other way. It's absolute carnage. But you're doing that race while in a school bus against three wheelers.
Fair enough.
As you do.
There's also a race where you race couches.
Yep.
There's also another race where you're racing those little sit-on lawnmowers, and just it's a massive destruction derby where you've got to knock people flying off their lawnmowers. Oh, and you do ragdoll send people flying off their sofas as well when you smack into them on that race, and they tip up as well when you go like that. And one of those races that it does on a figure eight, and the figure eight crosses over, so everyone's smacking into each other in the middle and stuff as well. It's just insane, but in a really good way. And
Tim,
yeah,
I have a question.
Fun. Yeah.
How many times did the silliness in the carnage just leave you sitting on your sofa going, explosions?
That is really dumb and fun. Yeah it is, just, though. Yeah, it's just like the thing I liked about Dirt is, as I said, it was a real spectacle and felt like a real kind of graphical powerhouse showing off the console. And I think it's very good for that. But this, I preferred a lot of the like the other events. Like, I found in Dirt there was the sprint cars where you have to like race in a circle really quickly, and generally like they're really bad at turning in the other direction. And the ice
American
races,
cars is
yeah,
what you just
and
described.
The, no, a particular car with a like spoiler that's a 45-degree angle, and anyway, but yeah. But there's ice racing in that, which I found quite hard in Dirt as well. Like, but some of the levels in that were really good. Whereas I found in Wreckfest there was a greater variety to them. They didn't feel as spectacular, and there wasn't anything that kind of lived up to the... In Dirt, you get those big vertical races where you're going up them in a buggy, and like they seem like huge mountains. And it didn't quite have the verticality, but it had some... nice silly touches that kept me laughing or just kept me entertained. Like one of the things I like that a lot of racing games don't do is it remembers the debris between laps. So if you've knocked into a pile of tires, they'll still be scattered in a similar way the next time you go around the level. It didn't seem to do anything other than be like a cosmetic bit of information there almost. I think it doesn't seem to be something you interact with necessarily, but it was this kind of nice little touch. And the silly little things, like we spent a whole series of races with a shark strapped to the top of our car. And there's another one where we strapped a hot dog to the top, to the boot of a car and stuff like that, like giant massive hot dog. And just a really silly game that kind of, as I said, it's got a slight realistic, you can turn on full realistic damage if you want, but generally it kind of keeps you driving, even though there's a bit of noticeable drag if you've really messed up your steering or stuff like that. And there's different parts of the car that you can mess up. But I like the way the car deforms over the race. You can literally finish the race where your car's all like mashed up into one tiny little car, or where it gets hit on both sides and it gets really thin. As I said, it was one of those silly little games that kept me laughing. So yeah, Wreckfest has been the main one I played this week. I will also,
it's worth picking up because I played it a bit on PC a while back, and you know, it's good, honest, dumb fun is what I would describe it as. If you're looking for a deep experience, it's not that. If you're looking to smash some cars up and have a laugh while you do it, job's good. Although I'd imagine online multiplayer is probably fairly tedious.
Yes, I've only really played the single player, even though, as I said, we were kind of playing it passing the pad and stuff. But yeah, it's a really good game for that, and just like playing in a group of people passing the pad. And it's, yeah, just as
not
you say.
Not a good game to play at a nursing home, it turns out, passing the pad.
Possibly not at the moment, no.
How's that drink, Cole, man?
I will also give a shout out, it's not quite as good, but it is just as silly, to a game called Valor, which again was on Game Pass. And
can I just say, they need to work on their search engine optimization, because I came up with it. Yeah. Like, there's a programming language, there's a picture of a rhino painting a tree, I don't quite understand what that's about, and something, and Kosovo Telecom as well.
Ooh,
they all
also
appear.
Also not that. What it does stand for is Vicious Attack Llama Apocalypse.
Oh, right, okay.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's very silly. It tells the story, basically, there's the Alarmanati.
Yeah.
What they've done there, I see it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Right, and they are causing chaos because of... The llamas were working for Lamazon and doing deliveries for them. But dear, they found out that... Hey, I didn't write this. This
Zing.
Is the thing. And they found out that the workers were being replaced by drones, and so went on a riot or something. So anyway, there's now, like, it's like many years later, and there's lots of mutant llamas roaming around, and you're in a big mech, and you have to clean up the massive llama apocalypse.
And by clean up, I'm assuming it's shoot and hit them until they're, like, squishy.
Yeah, and it's a twin stick shooter, basically, but up to four players in different colored mechs. You get like two weapons. There's like, yeah, your triggers are weapons and bumpers are reloads for those weapons. You get like water cannons or freeze rays and stuff. Water cannons is kind of repel things, and you can just shoot
can you combine elements? Could you
and,
like soak something and then freeze it and extra things happen, or it's not
it
as
didn't
deep as that?
Seem to go quite that deep, but you could freeze things and then shoot them and they'd explode into small frozen chunks of dead llama, basically. So
my lights just went on.
Yep,
it's gone dark, lads.
It's nighttime mode with Dan. But yeah, like it's not great, but I think in a couch co-op game with up to four players, it's silly and fun enough, especially on a maybe drunken evening when once all this is over. Yeah, that could be one worth playing at some point. And again, it's on Game Pass. It's free to have a go at. I had some fun with it. So
they really need to sort their search engine optimization. I'm on page 12 of a Google search, and I've yet to encounter a single llama.
Search Valor game, Dan.
No!
I don't have to teach you how to Google
I'm just proving a point that search engine optimization is important if you want to get talked about, all right? I'm just trying to tell it like it is. Like, why is structure of acetoheptulose 7-phosphate cyclase, why is that a hit above llamas?
Maybe seriously. Maybe it's the effect of the Illuminati suppressing what valuable information we need to know about deadly llama attacks.
I know it isn't, but it sounds like a Jeff Minter game.
Although there's quite a lot of llama slaughter for a Jeff Minter game.
He kind of likes llamas.
Yeah,
that doesn't stop you from killing them in his games, though, necessarily.
Yeah, found it. I finally found it on page 15 of the Google search. Xbox games with gold. Last chance to claim ... Valor, vicious attack llama apocalypse. Although it sounds like it's just become fatal. Seriously, sort your internet out. It's not good enough.
I just tried to do a remote install from the Game Pass app, but it seems to think that I don't have Game Pass. So that was nice.
Oh.
I'll just install it after the show. I'll be listening back to this to editing and going, oh, Valor. Yeah. All right. Do you guys want to hear some news?
Oh, mate, I would love to have my brain muscles tickled.
Cool.
With
so,
hot, steaming
didn't say that.
News.
It's good.
You didn't say that.
So just before we started recording, and during recording, in fact, there's been a Square Enix stream called Square Enix Presents Spring 2021.
I love what they're doing with that title.
It's good. Well, not everyone can have Nintendo Direct.
I have a question.
Or State of Play.
Are you sure it's Square Enix Presents, not Square Enix Presents?
Yes. Do you know what? They made that terrible joke on their blog announcing the stream where they went, do you mean we're all getting presents? No, we're doing a presents. It's actually there in the Q&A of this announcement.
Really?
It's awful.
Like, that's how bad your joke is, Dan.
Like, who'd come up with a joke like that? It's terrible.
Dude, look, I am fine with the fact that
hanging fruit.
There is a lot of dad jokes going on. Look, have you seen the shirt I'm wearing? Seriously. This is like the official attire of dad jokes right here.
You look like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen
at a haircut. But, you know, I think I'm just in good training for when if I eventually become one. Man, I would embarrass a child so much.
Right.
I just would.
The lineup of stuff they announced wasn't particularly exciting, but there's a few things on there, so I'll just route through them real quick. We got more of Outriders, which, of course, the big news before the stream was that it's coming to Game Pass on launch day, April the
1st. I have a question.
Yep.
On PC too?
No, just Xbox and Android Cloud.
I'm still distinctly about Outriders, I have to say.
Yeah, so am I. I reinstalled...
That's why I'm happy. I'm getting it for free.
Mm-hmm.
I reinstalled the demo on Xbox Series S because I remembered I was going to retry that on a different platform. And yes, it plays a lot better than PS4. The only problem is with the increased frame rate, that shaky cam cutscene stuff, it's really, really bad.
Isn't it?
I thought it was bad on last gen. On current gen, it makes me sick. It's not good.
And I found the higher frame rates, just their motion blur gets worse and worse as well.
And you can't turn it off.
It's not nice.
It's not good. But it's coming to Game Pass, so I will, I'll pick it up and give it another try because free is, not free, included in the subscription price is a good enough price for me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're a stubborn old git like me, and you haven't...
What do you mean, Dan?
All right,
you are.
You're a stubborn old git like me.
I'm not.
I'm not, but...
And, Tim, come on, mate. You know you're a stubborn old git. Seriously, you are a...
I was just being stubborn about you being... calling me
no,
a stubborn
you,
old git, okay?
You are,
I was
seriously.
Being on form. It was a meta joke, Dan.
There are goats who are more reasonable than you, Tim. That's how stubborn you bloody are.
What about llamas?
Llamas too, all right? Shush. Right, what was I on about?
What about llamas? Right.
You were saying about Outriders and you being a stubborn
old git. Oh, yes, that. I don't have an Xbox at the moment.
No.
first world problems. I know, right? I know. Can I do the Xbox remote play thing on a browser yet?
No.
Oh.
Not yet. Or on an Apple device.
Oh. Well, I won't be playing that then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll be playing it on my Xbox and my phone.
It's a shame because I know your PC is powerful enough to you never to want to bother with an Xbox console enough, but I recommend this S. It's nice and quiet and small and unintrusive and cheap.
I have been bizarrely tempted by picking up one of the new Xboxes, actually, over a PlayStation, and I don't know why yet, because it would make more sense if I am going to get one to get a PlayStation. I might branch out into other things. I don't know what I'm doing, basically.
Only issue
is, a kerfuffle.
It gets insanely hot. Even if you give it loads of ventilation, it just blasts heat out, which is not great for when you're playing at a desk. It gets very hot over here.
I haven't noticed so much. Mine's got plenty of space, though, so...
Anyway, really? That's Outriders. Also, they were talking about the Tomb Raider 25th anniversary. There's going to be a re-release of the reboot trilogy, if you want to call it that, for the new consoles. Also, I think you can pick that up now on the PlayStation Store, because I was perusing earlier before the stream and they had it on there. Also, there's a Tomb Raider anime and a follow-up movie in the works. There is a...
It's an anime of everything. Is it a Netflix anime?
I think so. I don't know. Also, there's a crossover event for Division 2 coming up. Also for Final Fantasy... Whatever the online Final Fantasy is. 14?
14. Why not?
Also, Lara Croft in Fortnite. Everyone's seen that now. And also a Tomb Raider cookbook. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Any example dishes from the Tomb Raider cookbook?
No, they just said cookbook with with dishes from Tomb Raider, I guess.
Is everything cooked on a little campfire on a cliff edge?
I assume so. That was like a big thing for the first Tomb Raider reboot game, right? They put a lot of emphasis in you're going to have to go out and hunt and survive, and then like 10 minutes into the game, it's not really a big thing.
We'll do that in the first area of the game and never again.
Here we go. So apparently the features of the book contain the following. More than 40, count them, 40 recipes for food and drinks. Inspired by some of the many locations and characters Lara Croft's come across in her 25 years as the Tomb Raider. Fans will also apparently have a chance to vote online for their favourite recipes to be included in the book. Now, cheesy beans, ladies and gentlemen.
Tiger steaks.
I want to see cheesy beans in the Lara Croft cookbook.
Bottle of Lucasade.
Don't manage that,
because I remember
have
that ad.
Me, my droogs, and I roast will be disappointed.
Bear.
Roast what?
Bear.
There's a club where you can get that. It's Soho, I think.
Good.
Anyway, there was a look at a couple of their mobile games.
I mean, spit roasting Papa Bear is a very different thing in Soho, FYI.
There's Just Cause Mobile. That's a new mobile game about Just
Cause. He's going
to have
to bleep out that whole thing.
Like,
no, he's not.
No, I don't. There's no swear.
That was the episode title in the bag right there. Papa Bear in Soho.
Right, mobile games. There's a Just Cause mobile game. Seems to be multiplayer. We only saw a pre-rendered cutscene trailer. There's no gameplay footage there at all. It's mobile. Who cares? There's a new Hitman game called Hitman Sniper Assassins, where you follow... there's sniper spin-off games within the games and mobile games and stuff they've done before. So new assassin, not 47. It's sniper stuff. Also, there's going to be a Space Invaders AR title, which they haven't given the title of. I'm assuming it's Space Invaders AR or something to that ilk. But there's a sign-up thing.
Space Invaders is what it is.
Invaders.
You can sign up to trials on that. There's details in the video. They showed off videos for Tuhu Spellbubble and Darius and Bubble Bobble remakes. And then after that, we had another look at Marvel's Avengers. They went through the Hawkeye stuff, the new update that's coming soon.
Do you remember that game, Coleman?
Yeah, I played it this week, in fact.
Ooh.
Wow.
I went through all the
Anyone else playing it? Yep.
Yes, you missed this last week when you were off gallivanting about in science.
Sorry.
No, I ran through all the Kate Bishop stuff. There's actually, I'm able to get full teams online of randoms now, so that's fun. Actually playing in four-player modes where everyone's at the same level as me, so that was cool. And the story's getting interesting as well. The Clint stuff looks at the kind of alternate future, and the big bad boss is the Maestro, so yeah, looks to be fun. But at the end of that, they did a quick look and hinted at the next expansion upon that. It's going to be the War of Wakanda. So we're going to get the Black Panther update, the new playable Black Panther character, and it looks like the big bad in that is going to be Ulysses Claw, which makes sense. So yeah, more Marvel's Avengers stuff. And with the update for PS5 and Xbox Series X around the corner, it's good time to get into it. 4K, 60, reduced load times, all that.
Right. Yeah. In more frames per second, because I know that excites you greatly these
days.
Yeah,
60 frames per second. All good.
Lovely. Ooh. Buttery smooth. Like a greased whippet.
Balan Wonderworld, it was a nice looking trailer, but you can tell a lot of it is cutscenes, and it's not a good game. There's a new Life is Strange title coming out called Life is Strange True Colors.
Life is Strange what?
True Colors, coming out on the 10th of September. But also along with that, there'll be Life is Strange Remastered. So all the previous titles and spin-offs and stuff put in together, available on all the new consoles with all the new shiny goodness. And then lastly, Project Athia has got a new title. It's now called Forspoken. Project Athia.
Forspoken?
Yeah.
What? How do they manage to go, well, that's a bad name, at least they're that, changing it because it's called Project, and come up with a worse name?
That is a Squeenix R Squeenix title right there. That really is.
I mean, yeah, Project Athia, it looked interesting. That was at the PlayStation 5 reveal. They showed that off, a quick snippet. But you could tell it had a lot of time to go. So now they're only just giving us an actual title for the game. It's still going to have a while to go, yeah, I think. But yeah, it's got a Final Fantasy look about it while not being a Final Fantasy type game. So, you know, Squeenix.
Squeenix! how impressed are you, Cole, man, that I didn't immediately start trying to form senses around True Colors lyrics as well?
I was expecting it.
I'm proud of myself.
It's very good. Very proud of you, Dan.
Well, this world makes me crazy, and, you know, you've taken all you can bear, so...
See? No.
Call me up, because I'm always going to be there. True colors. Anyway.
Good.
Lovely. Marvellous. But that's not the only excitement that has been in the news, because I saw a photo, and I quote... Why is that nice man look? Why is that nice man fisting Pac-Man? Was my response to it, and that isn't me, you know, doubling down as Coleman rightly pointed out that there hasn't been a Barrelcast episode for about 5 years. but it turns out that was in fact a sneak peek at the new PlayStation VR controllers. So you can take your old magic wands, or whatever they were, the move sticks, and shove them where the sun don't shine, because you're not going to...
Technically not, because if you shove them anywhere, there's still something shining where you've shoved them, because...
That's how people can find Papa Bear, right?
Also, the problem with that is the...
What, shoving them up where...
Well, what you do in your own time, mate, when you miss an episode, that's not my problem, that's yours.
Right, okay.
But wow. At least you know...
Coleman is grumpy Papa Bear.
At least you've got colleagues that can remove them, I'm guessing.
He's like a bear with a sore head because of the bottle on the head.
That's what did it. But yeah, if you pick up new controllers, then you can't be throwing away your move controllers, because your move controllers are for the PlayStation VR, and these new controllers are for the PlayStation VR 2 or whatever that version will be called.
Yes.
So yeah, less of a replacement, more of an upgrade.
So it seems that, you know, someone's clearly let the great and the good PlayStation know that haptic feedback is a thing, because everything that involves a PlayStation this generation has the word haptic feedback on it, as far as I can work out.
Yeah, they did. They did say last week when they announced the new headset that there's going to be some form of what was it the week before? There's going to be some form of DualSense technology included within these controllers, and that does seem to be adaptive triggers and haptic feedback involved.
Yeah. Well, there's also the one thing that they have that the others don't is a grip button they described, where it's something where it can sense if you're grasping it, basically.
Don't the Oculus controllers have something similar where they can...
Yes. These look very suspiciously close to the grip controllers for the Oculus. But that's not a bad thing. They're some of the best controllers on the market for motion control. And which includes finger tracking as well as grip control. But the biggest thing about this is that the motion is not picked up by the PlayStation camera following them.
It's
meant to be
tracking.
Via the headset tracking, which means you're likely to get a full 360 view when you're playing the game, which is something the PlayStation VR sorely needs in comparison to the other consoles out there.
This looked like all the improvements. The one thing I will say is it's obviously a pair that you need of these now.
Yeah.
Because previously the Move controllers had all four face buttons on them and you can kind of get away with having one of them in games. Whereas this looks like you'll have to have a pair of them for most games at most times because you've only got two of each of the face buttons on each side of the controller. The other thing I'd like to have seen...
I don't
seen...
think they're going to sell them separately, though, Tim. I think they're clearly right and left.
My point being there that you only needed one Move controller to take advantage of some of the games on PlayStation VR, whereas you definitely need a pair of these to be able to play. Like, there might be some games that allow you to play, you know, independently. But most of them are going to be a thing where you need a pair of them and... Before you could have got away with just having one Move controller possibly, whereas that's not going to be the case in games going forward. But also, the one thing I would have liked to have seen them do that they haven't done is that all four of those face buttons are the same shape. They're just they look like the regular buttons on the face buttons of a normal controller. I'd like to have seen them because the one thing is when you've got a headset on, you cut it. You can't see those different buttons. So I like there are ways of getting around this because you can have in game being able to see where those buttons are on the controllers when you bring your hands up to your face. But I would have liked to have seen them make an actual physical difference so you could feel the difference between those buttons. Like make the circle button circular, make the triangle button triangular, square button square, so that you can actually feel the difference between them without having to look at them.
I would have suggested more eliminate the face button structure and do more of a motion controller VR headset style where you do the, you know, you make it ergonomically make sense rather than have the four face buttons. I mean, all you need really for navigating controls in the console or YouTube or whatever, if you wanted to do the extra stuff, is X and circle, so that's select and back, and then everything else, you know, you contour it to the right section, and then you get used to the controllers a lot easier rather than having to memorize where everything is all the time.
Well, they do say that it's got like finger sensitivity for the placement of where your fingers are, and it's got those grip sensors as well, which are slightly different controls. But otherwise, I think they want to make it so that there is as much parity between those controllers and a normal controller, just in case. You know, you need to have a controller set up for each version, basically. That might be an accessibility thing as much as anything else as well, though.
It's good, though, because this has come out at the right time, because if they were going to release a PlayStation VR 2 and go, here's the new Move controllers. Not again.
No.
This is definitely... Like they've announced this at the right time, because it wasn't that long ago I was eyeing up a Quest 2 going, maybe I'll get me a Quest 2. And then I looked
they
into it more.
They do look quite
went,
good, the Quest
2. They are tempting. If it wasn't for the Facebook account thing, I might have already got one.
Oh, it's not that. Because I really want to play Half-Life Alyx, and to do that on a Quest 2, you really need a powerful PC to plug it into. You can't use the just play it on its own function, which kind of eliminates the point of me wanting the Quest 2. So... I think I'll stick with PlayStation VR products.
But those controllers do make it more likely that I'm not sure Half-Life Alyx will ever port across. It might do eventually, but even if it doesn't, at least it means that games of that ilk and of that caliber can be made on PSVR 2, by the looks of things. My one hope is that they actually release these ahead of the headsets and make them backwards compatible with previous titles so that you could use it with the previous headset.
It depends what technology is in them, though, to the depends. Tracking.
Yeah, with the tracking, that makes it less likely. So, yeah, that's the only downside to it, that I would have liked to have seen a bit of a crossover and got these out ahead of that, because that would have been good. But, yeah, I'd rather not be hampered by previous technology going forward, because that was the problem with the Move controllers previously. So, yeah, if you're going to have a clean break and I'm going to have to get new controllers, at least, yeah, they should be doing everything that we want them to. So that looks good generally.
I mean, they look pretty great. I mean, presumably these would be bundled in with the headset, wouldn't they, rather than a separate buy?
I mean, I'd assume, because what they tend to do is go, what they did with the previous gen is go, here are bundles that have the headset on its own, and here are bundles with the controllers, maybe some games as well, because there are games that you can play without motion controls and just the regular controller. After messing around extensively with a Vive and after owning a PlayStation VR, I want power, but I want simplicity in my headset. So I'm assuming that's going to be we'll see what the future of the actual headset is. But it's looking good by the descriptors so far. Yeah.
Jolly good.
That's all the news we got.
Is it all the news we done got?
That is all the news we done got.
Done ding dan
done,
got.
Done well, ding got.
Ding ding dong. Ding dong. Well, I suppose that's about it then, really, for a show, which is looking bizarrely like we might be finishing on time. What was that farmyard noise?
What?
I heard a
ding dong.
It was yourself, Dan. You're what? Hearing yourself as a farmyard? Is that
Taramasulata?
Do you know, I was moving stuff over to a new soundboard and I found a file I didn't even know was there.
I'm going to take me and my standard dong elsewhere. True fact.
That was one that never made it to the previous soundboard. It was stuck in limbo somewhere.
Wow.
There you go.
That shows you what a low bar we have here. But anyway, Tim, do you want to tell me, is there anything I should be geeking out at gosh about?
Well, anyone that didn't know, up to, and I think, ended today or earlier today, but the Sails of Hope, I believe, are no longer on sale in Sea of Thieves.
Good job, so hopefully, I've got them.
Hopefully you have already purchased those. There will be other campaigns going out in the future and stuff, but obviously this one's just come to an end for now. There are people still streaming and people that have streamed that you can go and support and go and give some love to. Lots of people that have been streaming and earning money for the Geek Out for Gosh campaign, which is raising money for Great Ormond Street Hospital. By people streaming and by in-game content and other things that we will reveal in the future. But just a massive thank you to anyone that bought the Sails of Hope. A massive thank you for all the streamers that were doing stuff as well. And a massive thank you to all the people that help support them in their streams and help raise some money for Great Ormond Street. Obviously, it is a literally great charity to be raising money for. It's a great time because they really do need the help at the moment as well, with a lot of their other fundraising avenues closed off to them at the moment. So yeah, anything you can do would be really great. There's other ways that you can raise money even without the Sails of Hope stuff going on. You can just do your own streams or support other people's streams. There are more details on Great Ormond Street's website. Search for Geek Out for Gosh, or search for Geek Out for Gosh with the number four on Twitter and Facebook and other places as well. So anything you can do to support that. It is an ongoing thing. So despite the fact the Sails of Hope are no longer available in Sea of Thieves, there are other things coming up and other ways you can support it. So please come do so.
Testify, brother.
If you want to get in contact with the show, please do so on bigredbarrel.com. We've got a comment section for each and every podcast post that goes up there, but also we have a link to our Discord. You should really join our Discord if you haven't done so, especially with PlayStation communities shutting down. Then that is the place to go on there, because we actually use it.
Yes.
But also, there's some stuff being planned for the Discord that will come in the future. You will see soon. If you don't fancy Discord, then you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Big Red Barrel, and you can find us on YouTube, Big Red Barrel UK, and then you can get, sorry, Big Red Barrel TV, and then you can get in contact with us to give us your opinion about the show, some questions, game suggestions, whatever you fancy. Much like on Discord, the Chugnut has asked us, you must permanently change your legal name to that of a video game character of your choosing. Ooh. Otherwise, all of the world's puppies and kittens will be put into the Battersea Power Station, which has now been converted into a giant blender.
I don't think you needed to go that far, really. You could have just asked us what name we wanted to legal change. But I like it. It's a commitment to the bit.
I like the idea because it kind of paints the picture of taking all the animals of Battersea Animal Shelter and then sticking them into the power station.
Is this the plot to 103 Dalmatians?
Man, I tell you what,
it sounds very Cruella de Vil.
The Redux version of Noah's Ark got dark pretty quickly, didn't it?
Right, yeah, okay. I have an answer for this, though.
Well, all
right.
Sorry, what name would you choose and how would that affect your life going forward?
Garcia Hotspur.
Ah, wow. Yes. Is that only because it's got the word Hotspur in it, though, Tim?
Well, yes, but it has the word Hotspur in because the person that made the game is a fan of Spurs, and I confirmed this while interviewing him about one of his games. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
That is good.
That's Suda 51, if anyone's wondering what you're talking about.
Suda 51 and was it Souls of the Damned, I believe the game was?
Something of the Damned. Probably Souls.
Let's go with that.
Wombats Jeff. Of the Damned.
Wombats of the Damned. Wombats of the Damned. Dan, have you got one?
Yes, Sir Daniel Fortesque.
Ah.
How would it change my life? Not much.
I thought it was Fortescue.
Mine would probably be more awesome.
Fortescue, sorry.
Yeah. Fortescue. Get his name right.
And get your own name right, Dan. Come on.
Sorry.
I was going to pick Big Zam, but I think that would mean I'd have to get into porn. So instead, I'm going to go with... actually, that's no better.
Lara Croft?
No, Largo Legrand. Okay. But also, same problem.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Does sound a bit...
Yeah.
French porn.
And over on YouTube, Stealthy Joe has asked, which game should have more Big Red Barrels, as I know many do not have them? And I have an answer for this.
I think the games I've talked about this week have them, but anyway.
Any fighting game should have Big Red Barrels in them. And I think the reason for this is, when you're playing online and someone just starts blocking every move because they're trying to run down the clock because they have slightly more health than you, a random Big Red Barrel should hit them and explode.
See, but there's a red barrel bonus stage in Street Fighter, and I believe there's a red barrel in Injustice 2.
Yeah, but they don't have that function that I want. I want more red barrels.
More
and I want
every
fighting game things. For that reason.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mostly Tekken.
Sports games, FIFA, and Pro Evolution Soccer needs more red barrels.
There hasn't been
a silly soccer game like that. Like, there was Adidas Power Soccer back in the day where you could, like, power up and kung fu kick people off the ball.
What about Rocket League?
Yeah, that's not quite the same.
You could put a load of red barrels in the goal, behind the goalkeeper. So if you fire the ball into the net, then it will hit the barrels and they'll all explode in a chain reaction, much like Rocket League. But that in FIFA with its realistic-looking graphics.
Just stick them all around the side of the pitch so if someone runs off, they explode and they're dead.
Yeah. Have you got one, Dan?
I was thinking Tetris.
Yay!
Because I want things to explode in Tetris. Tetris does not have enough explosions. If I get a Tetris, I don't want to, yay, you got a Tetris. I want an explosion.
I want explosions in every game.
I want a celebratory explosion. I want a four Tetris salute.
I mean, Tetris Connect gets quite happy.
It does, but there's not explosions. I want explosions.
Explosions and everything.
I want it to be like Michael Bay has invaded my game of Tetris, and I want to see explosions and lens flares. It's as simple as that. I'm a simple man.
All right, fair enough. Right. Fair enough.
Lens flares more J.J. Abrams.
That's true.
Michael Bay is sweat and explosions.
Sweat. Ooh, explosions.
Sweat.
Slow motion men breathing.
Good. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. Explosions and everything. It'd be great.
Yeah. More red barrels, please.
THQ have announced that they're going to make a series of golf games, and they've hired Tiger Woods as like the big cover star for that. So Tiger Woods exploding golf. That'd be amazing.
Although, well, I'm sure there's a joke in there. Yeah. I'm sure there's a joke in there.
But now is not the time to think of
one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure South Park already did something, but Tiger Woods game where you play through all assets, not just golf. You know, dangerous driving, dodging lawyers.
Good.
Good. Yeah. Lovely. Let's try and not get sued to finish this episode off.
Allegedly dangerous driving.
The guys that made Dangerous Driving, the previous game they made was Dangerous Golf, wasn't it?
That is true. Yeah. See, maybe they know something we don't, Coleman, eh?
There you go. Well,
maybe that is their bag, that word in there, dangerous. So I look forward to Dangerous Cribbage as their next release.
Dangerous Scrabble.
War. Triple word score, you bastard.
Explosions.
Anyway, I think that's probably about it. Next week, apparently, / Twitch Gaming.
Yeah, there's a new gaming stream from Twitch Gaming called for Idea Xbox.
Yes, I look forward to that. Is that on a Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you feel there's a bit of a tug of war between PlayStation and Xbox at the moment? They're like, Xbox is like, here's 20 Bethesda games, and then PlayStation's like, here's 10 free games for everyone. And
yeah.
It's working out well for us. I'm not complaining at all, but it does seem like they're kind of vying for top spot at the moment.
Yeah,
gamers' attentions.
And despite it requiring absolutely no money, I still declare that Fallout 76 is still far too much effort to actually play.
It was nice that they went, hey, you know that VR Astro game? We're going to give you that for free. And I went, good, because I've got that on disc and it gives me one less reason to buy a disc console.
Excellent.
I've been looking to reduce. I like Xbox have gone, we bought Bethesda, they're part of us now, exclusives for us, yay.
Here's for Outriders games. For free.
You're my wife now.
We're sticking everything on Game Pass, plus Outriders going to be on Game Pass, PlayStation's gone, here's all these free games, and Nintendo have gone, we murder Mario on the 31st of March.
Yeah.
So.
Plot twist.
Swings and roundabouts.
Right, I think we should go.
That noise says yes.
Yes. Right. So we're going to be back next week and everything. So I'm sure you will be duly excited. Who knows what will happen between now and then? Well, probably much the same.
I won't be duly.
Good.
You be whoever you want to be, Tim. Be whatever
you want
to be.
I don't want to be duly excited. That's a bad name.
Duly excited. That is a great name. I'll have you know. Ms. Excited, if you're out there, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we're going to go. We're going to remind you who we've been. For example, I have been Dan.
I might have been Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I've been Coleman with a big old lump on my head.
Oh, poor lumpy Coleman.
Just your face.
I think it's getting bigger.
What, your face?
No. Because the lump made it expand.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So many questions. We're going to go before I vocalise any of them. So, thank you ever so much for listening. Do as Coleman said, point your internet at bigredbarrel.com. Come say hello on our Discord. And until next week, dear listeners, toodle bye. Which is available today with the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. Yeah, it's available today with the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. You and your ears are quite welcome for the podcasting goodness that you just heard. Why not roll on over to BigRedBarrel.com for more podcasts, news, reviews, and videos from the biggest, reddest site on the internet, BigRedBarrel.com.